Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 19th of May, recording at 7:10 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, that's earlier than I usually record, but I'm going to dash out the door in a minute and go take the Tracy family to dinner and find out what happened on the first day of the seminar in London. Now, let's have a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets mostly a little bit firmer. Australia fairly good to gains, 1.34%. European stock markets seem to have all closed with some gains. The Americas are mixed, although the U.S. Having seesawed in here today is currently higher. The S&P is up 3 points, just over 3 points. That's a quarter of a percent. As I speak, long-dated government bond prices have eased here. So we have had some downside follow through in the U.S. Treasuries, although unfortunately they're well off their lows. Looking at the 30-year bond price, that it's currently at 124.14, whereas it had been at 123.23. And those are, of course, 30 seconds, the second figure. Okay, elsewhere. Precious metals down a little bit in here. Not much as a bit, but gold at 1493.85. That's despite a further weakening in the U.S. dollar index, a small downward drift in the U.S. dollar index, currently at 75.12. Crude oil's down a dollar. That takes it back to 99 on Brent, and it takes the NYMEX. NYMEX is at it's down. It's less of a decline. It's just under 112. Okay, and industrial metals mixed. Grain and bean complex had been stronger following yesterday's huge gains, but has given those up, and we have some slight declines showing. Okay, so what's going on overall? Well, stock markets, I think, are still very much locked in these trading ranges for the most part. Although that said, Indonesia, which has so often been a leader, and I watch very, very closely. It combines both the commodity story and the Asian growth story, and that nudged up to another new high in here today. But on the other hand, India continues to underperform. I'm a huge bull of India on a long-term basis, but it's been underperforming since a peak in November, when it was overextended relative to its MA, and then the pullback was exacerbated by considerable inflationary concerns and also some political scandals. So that's still a soft spot here overall. The only consolation of that is if it comes lower, and it may well come a bit lower. That would create another excellent buying opportunity. But so many markets here are just range bound. This is not an optimum time, therefore, for making money. Unfortunately, it's kind of whipsaw territory overall, or a non-event if we look at it in a few years' time on a long-term basis. And therefore, one should be a little careful in here. I think if stock markets do come somewhat lower, and that's been my view, given the fact that they're now discounting and have partially discounted the slower GDP growth, and therefore almost certainly downward revisions in corporate profit expectations, an opportunity to keep markets in check. The valuations are, people are all over the place on their valuations, but in my view, they're moderate to quite reasonable. I don't think there's anything that's very, very overextended. on on valuations. And the monetary conditions remain overall favorable, although we have had the tightening in Asia. So much depends on commodities, as I've said on so many occasions. I'd like to see crude oil at least $10 lower than these levels, but of course the oil market doesn't care what I'd like to see. I think there are some fundamental justification for it coming a bit lower. But as you know, the supply-demand balance is quite tight in here, with the Libyan production down and with some loss of nuclear output due to Fukushima, and also Germany closing some of its reactors, at least temporarily. So we're still in the same environment where we'll have a tight energy situation, and the risk of a few spikes over the next decade, hopefully not too many and not too severe, before we get into a much more favorable long-term energy environment. But that's way ahead. That's my guess is 12 to 15 years ahead. Now, excuse me. Now, the action in the U.S. Treasury bonds suggests that this overextended uptrend in the bond futures prices may be just about over, could be over, or at least nearly over. I'd like to see a little bit more of a downward dynamic on the charts to provide convincing evidence. It's certainly overextended and overbought in the short term. But if stock markets correct in a bit more of an emotional fashion, then that can always support those bond prices for a little longer. So can Ben Bernanke, since the QE2 doesn't wind down until the end of June. But certainly, technically, it looks overextended, and I think those will be coming a bit lower in the next, and certainly in the second half of the year, if not sooner. What else to mention? Precious metals. Again, we are out of the season of superior performance, so we're in a season of underperformance here right now. I would expect quiet action, more mean reversion overall. And the window of opportunity should open again if the overall trend remains consistent, and I think it probably will, as the background interest remains positive. The most encouraging aspect, incidentally, of that background interest, in my opinion, is the Asian central bank buying and Mexican central bank is a big buyer. So this has reversed what we saw in the 1990s, when European central banks in particular were dumping gold at every opportunity and in early into the so-called noughties decade at the turn of the century. But they're net buyers here now, and that's certainly a big change in the supply-demand equation. But the charts will show us if we get a nice consolidation, more mean reversion, a little more mean reversion, then that could set us up for a nice run in the autumn. But we'll have to wait and see on that. I think that's pretty much it in terms of the highlights here. Among commodities, the best fundamentals, in my opinion, by far, are in the grain and bean complex. Unfortunately, that's bad news for everything else, because it means we have shortages, a very tight supply situation, and a poor crop outlook so far, although it's still early in the season. But some of you I know will be interested in that story. And on that note, I'll bring this one to a close. Look forward to an interesting Friday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.